Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're so smart. Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
I want to talk about why joy is different than happiness. They're not the same thing.
No.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the difference between joy and happiness.
Much of this that we're talking about are constructed interpretations of physiology.
Yeah, it's not, it really isn't the physiology.
Yeah.
I mean, what we know about affect, the feelings that you have, and emotions is that emotions really are this interpretation,
yeah,
that Bob was saying earlier. And so there's a lot of ambiguity in the underlying physiology. So a lot of it has to do with what is the situation that I'm in. So
right.
Happiness is, you know, it comes from the satisfaction of a goal, you know, the achievement of something, the you know, it can be
rectifying some disequilibrium or something.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
And so, you know, joy and happiness can also be a social emotion sometimes.
Sure.
You can see an old friend and be happy to see them and have a happy event. But joy really is this much more celebratory emotion. I mean, I think there's a reason why we often talk about joy so often in the context of big life events.
Yeah.
Because that is where we find that distinction, mm-hmm, where people truly are having a joyous time. It's,
yeah,
because there is that we are celebrating, you know, an achievement, a life passage, some significant event, and we're doing it publicly.
Yeah.
Is it sustainable?
Well, I think if it were, it would be less meaningful. I think that's a great distinction between the happiness thing and the joy thing. I mean, I think people can be generally happy, but joy seems to be more associated with moments in time rather than a steady state. And again, I think we need to emphasize, I've said it, Art said it, that this all has to do with conscious interpretations of physiology, right? I mean, if you think about what leads our body and our decision-making to approach certain things and avoid certain things, there are physiological responses that are operating that we've now come to interpret with our, you know, ability to think and reason and have language and all this kind of stuff. We come up with all these ways of interpreting these things that are not benign. I mean, they also affect the physiology too. That, yeah, that travels both ways.
And to get back to the reason it's not sustainable is because, to get back to what Bob was saying earlier, right? We're celebrating this achievement of a particular goal. So you know, a particular, you know, and so what happens is, in that moment, everything else has fallen by the wayside. But everything else that you care about can't fall by the wayside forever. You know, at some point, whatever it is, you know, in modern society, at some point there are bills that are going to have to get paid, and you might have to actually make the money to pay those bills, or you have other life goals that you want to achieve. I mean, there's all sorts of other things you want. And of course, we've talked on a number of shows about how it's dissatisfaction that creates the energy to want to do something. So because we've talked about the fact that dissatisfaction is what drives us to do things, at some point we have to start feeling dissatisfied about something in order to have the energy to pursue those goals.
Yeah.
And because joy is really the culmination of some incredibly important passage, you have to do a lot of work and achieve a lot of goals and overcome a lot of dissatisfaction in order to get to the point where you experience that joy again. So, you know, in some sense, joy is the reward we get for reaching particular moments that are special moments.
Yeah, but we have to keep that also in perspective about the vicarious joy. I mean, the joy that we feel watching someone else that we care about, I mean, even a child just do something charming, you know, and they have this kind of joyful thing that comes up because a kid is happy about something or got something.
Smiling at all.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Smiling at all, you know. I mean, we don't want to say that this is just because, you know, you apply some effort toward a goal and then you reach the goal, right? I mean, there can be joyful things that enter your perceptual field that you really didn't have to make any effort to do, except for the long-term relationship you've developed with that other human being, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, for anybody who's in a sort of as a happy, steady state, if there is such a thing. They're primarily happy.
Yeah, there's definitely a set point.
Yeah. But that happiness is usually punctuated by intermittent periods of that joyful, that exuberant kind of happiness that propels things along. Yeah. I mean, not in the way that disequilibrium would do so, but it's just like, I'm really happy. This is great. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling energetic. I want to have a conversation. I want to go tell somebody that my grant just got funded, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But I think what's important too is that there does have to be some degree of engagement.
So
for example, you know, even if you're, you know, watching your own child or a grandchild do something clever, there are still differences between, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And real joy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think that there are certainly lots of moments of just of a kind of overarching happy satisfaction, mm-hmm. tempered with exhaustion, that can come with having, you know, that can come with experiencing the positive moments of your children or grandchildren. But but I think that you know, some of those may verge into joyousness, but a lot of times it's just, you know, sitting there laughing and watching somebody do something there's that lower level of engagement is just you know, it's three steps above a kitten video.
Next week we'll talk about the psychology of magic with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.